Joining us now is April Lindela, director of the Center for Native American Studies at NMU, and a very tolerant young lady, too. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
We're talking about the 20th annual Learning to Walk Together traditional powwow. For folks that don't know, what can they expect at a powwow?
A powwow is a celebration of life for Indian people, and it's about celebrating our song, celebrating our dances, our traditions, our food. We give gifts. And so really, it's like this extended weekend celebration, and we want the public to be there and be a part of it.
What are some of the things that folks can expect when they come to the powwow?
Well, the Native American Student Association at NMU has done a great job in inviting drum groups from around Michigan, Wisconsin, and even Minnesota to come in and sing these kind of old yet also some contemporary songs, and there'll be all different types of dancings, all ages, all different styles, and I think people will really enjoy themselves. But one of the things that's a highlight, of course, is the feast with the hand drum competition.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about the feast.
The feast is a part of the ceremony, as we like to say, and so it's a traditional menu with bison, venison, two different wild rice dishes, very similar to the program we put on in the fall, but because it's part of the powwow, we do want people that are participants at the powwow to be able to come and enjoy the feast as well. And some of the drum groups that travel a long way will enter this hand drum competition. So it's a little bit different style of song. They get really competitive. They wear matching shirts and hats, and they do choreography. It's a really entertaining time.
Now, one of the things is that with these buttons here on the shopping show, it's good for the entire powwow weekend and the feast.
That is correct. We're asking that people who do come to the feast obviously respect our protocol and that elders and participants eat first. So the powwow participants, meaning dancers and singers, especially those that have to go into the competition. But if you have a powwow button, please join us for that feast.
When and where is the powwow, and what is the schedule?
The schedule is Saturday and Sunday, March 17th and 18th. We have three grand entry sessions. The first one is Saturday at noon. The second one is Saturday at 6. And the third session is Sunday at noon. And our feast is going to be Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. in the Jacob Eddy Center. So we do travel from Vandement Arena, where the powwow is held, over to the Jacob Eddy for the feast, and then back to the Vandement for grand entry in the evening, Saturday evening at 6.
Now, the buttons are available here on the show over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to the event, and folks can also find out more about the powwow how.
www.nmu.edu/Native Americans, or give us a phone call at 906-227-1397.
That's April Lindela, director of the Center for Native American Studies at NMU. Enjoy the powwow and get your buttons on the shopping show today.